With a state election due in late November, the Brumby government has been going through a public relations nightmare over the regional rail link project in Melbourne's west. It's one of the largest single infrastructure spending projects in Australia, so on paper it could be a vote winner. Instead, the government's been forced to apologise to residents who found out through the media that their houses would be bulldozed as part of the project. And the story had another twist. Five homeowners realised that they'd been left out of the acquisition process. The result, they could end up as an island surrounded by high-speed rail lines. Today, the Transport Minister announced that their homes would be purchased for rail yards. But a leading transport infrastructure expert says the extra rail yards aren't needed, while an underground rail tunnel goes virtually unused. Alison Caldwell reports.
With the state election just 4 months away, the Brumby government is desperate to ensure bad news doesn't hang around for long. But the bad news surrounding the regional rail link and the expansion of the Footscray rail yards in Melbourne's west has hung around for well over a week. Premier John Brumby was forced to apologise to residents whose houses would be demolished as part of the project last week. It all started last Monday when Premier Brumby announced details of the project to business leaders at a meeting in Federation Square. First, the residents knew about it was when the media told them.
It's apparent that all of the people weren't contacted. I think that's a matter of regret. I'm sorry that those people weren't contacted. They should have been. That's why we moved the event. We moved the event so that people could be contacted and given that information before being advised by the media.
This week, the bad news continued for the Brumby government when it became apparent a group of homeowners had been left out of the acquisition process.
We're going to have to leave because we can't live here. So first thing that people do when they get on and off the station that will be there, they'll see derelict homes because no one's going to buy them. And we're just going to have to walk away.
Milos Pelican and his wife bought their house 2 years ago. Under the proposed expansion of the Footscray rail yards, their new house would become virtually worthless.
We've been to the information session and that's where we learnt that our land was unnecessary and so we weren't going to be acquired and we had no rights or recourse.
This morning, speaking on ABC local radio, Transport Minister Martin Pakula announced that he'd personally gone to speak to the homeowners last night.
I went and knocked on a few doors at around 6:30, 7 o'clock and had a conversation with Milos and Sarah and their neighbours, and I've given them the reassurance that either way they'll have the option to sell their property to the department.
If the project had been planned properly far enough in advance, it wouldn't be necessary for the minister to be running around last night door-knocking people's homes. That is transport planning by the Keystone Cops rather than transport planning of the kind that you'd expect in an advanced industrialised country.
Dr. Paul Mees is one of Australia's leading transport planning experts. He says stagnant bureaucracy and self-interested consultants dominate transport planning in Melbourne and Sydney.
Basically, infrastructure projects giving the appearance of being planned by the hollow men in the press offices of various ministers, and projects are kind of dreamt up with no notice and next to no evaluation and disappear again when the minister changes. We don't have the organisational capacity to run an effective public transport system. Our public transport system carried many, many more passengers 50 or 60 years ago than it does now. So we do have the capacity to handle a lot more passengers if we were just prepared to run our public transport system at international best practice standards rather than at barely third world standards.
The regional rail link project will cost $4.3 billion. Dr. Mees believes a large part of that could be saved if planners used an underground rail tunnel instead. Built in the 1920s and known as the Bunbury Street Tunnel, the dual gauge tracks are used by long distance freight and passenger trains at a rate of about one train per hour.
There's in fact plenty of room to run long-distance services through the existing tunnel, freeing up the surface routes for suburban trains. It's just that nobody thought to investigate that possibility during the rushed so-called planning process for this project. The whole point of transport planning is supposed to be to ensure that we don't spend money unnecessarily on infrastructure. So the first thing you do is say, what have we already got? We should be using that to the maximum level of efficiency before we spend billions more on additional infrastructure that probably wouldn't be needed if we used what we've got at anything approaching international standards of efficiency.
Dr. Paul Mees is a senior lecturer in transport planning at RMIT University. He was speaking to Alison Caldwell.